the book Hebrews, part 296. I'm Professor Hans Redingheis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of my books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham in 1860, which is an English 1611 English King James Bible with all the ancient Hebrews sacred names as it was in the Torah. So it's an English stroke Hebrew Bible. You are so welcome. I have a couple of copies available. Should you need to require one, you can phone me and we can find, I can let you have the price and how we will go about. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international number for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. That is, as you can see right on my right hand side on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Hallelujah. You're so very welcome. Please go to part one of this study because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends, family. Make sure you keep a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I just want to, before we start here, I just want to say the reason why most of the studies, except the breakfast series, which is daily, Monday to Friday, all the other studies was not recorded because I was in hospital. I'm out of hospital. There was a chance that I will have to go back. It was just impossible to sit, but it's much, much better. I thank everybody that prayed for us, and the Bible says, "With two or three gathered in my name, there I am in your midst." Hallelujah. Keep praying for us. Pray for the ministry. We will in this week, most probably, if I can continue sitting like I'm sitting now, then we will start to produce the different studies that we are currently busy with, like what is your God's name, the revelation of the book of Revelation, and all the others. Alright, we are returning to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. Now it says here, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, when he was growing older, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The Pharaoh, the Egyptian king, Egyptian pharaohs. Why? Because his daughter drawn him from the water, and he was raised by Pharaoh's daughter. So, when he grew older, living in the tradition of a pharaoh, wearing the clothes and eating from the palace tables, and everything to do with that, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Why? Because he was an Israelite. He was a full-blooded Israelite. And that's why the moment that he grew up and he discovers his identity as an Israelite, he knew that Yahweh Almighty had another plan with his life. And that's why he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter, the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yahweh. Who's the people of Yahweh? The Israelites. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh, And he would rather suffer affliction and persecution, because with affliction comes persecution. He would rather suffer with the Israelites. Now what did they do? They were slaves. They were totally slaves for 430 years under the regime of the pharaohs of Egypt. And they were total slaves. So he said he would rather be a slave than to be called Pharaoh's son, and to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now you must listen, I'm going to read it together. Choosing rather to suffer affliction, I want to say, and persecution with the people of Yahweh Almighty, which is the nation of Israel, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I wonder how many people knows that sin lasts for a season of time. 99% of the time, sin continues as long as there's money to finance it. Most of the time, sin will continue as long as there's enough liquor to make it happen. Sin will continue as long as you have friends to share it with. This pleasure of sin is what is bringing death. And this is this pleasure of sin that people were rather born to than to be named Yahvist and followers of Yahshua, being part of the bride of Yahshua. A lot of people. But I want to say there's no greater reward than to be called a full-blooded Yahvist. Vist with a V, not a W. Yahvist, which means follower of Yahshua. Not Christian, not being a Christian. Because by this time you know that the name Christian only originated by Constantine, Emperor Constantine, 327 at the Council of Nicaea. There the Catholics after that was called Christians. And that's where the cross became the emblem of Christianity. Catholicism. Christianity is not to say, it's Protestantism. Although Catholicism influenced Protestantism. That's why I don't like to be called a Protestant even. I'm a Yahvist, which is a follower of Yahshua. As were 150 million people who were slaughtered by the Roman Catholic Church from 34 AD to 1530 AD. Why? Because they were full-blooded Yahvists, not accepting Christianity, not accepting to eat pagan meat that was offered to pagan gods, not happy to be wearing crosses as the symbol of Christianity. So what does he say? It's much easier to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. The thing is with sin, when one season ends, the next season starts. And the next season normally is much more enforced than the first one. Greater. And that's why the longer you live in sin, the more difficult it becomes to be made free of it. Because it became part of your existence. Sin. Sin becomes part of people's existence. Look at somebody who's an alcoholic. They can't live with a drug addict. People that is down to pornographic videos and magazines. The more they look, the more they spend time in it, the deeper they are caught up in it. And that's a net. That's a net of the power of Satan that he draws around you. Where there's no easy escape. Except through the blood of Yahushua. The redemption blood of Yahushua. Not the blood of animals, lambs, doves, and goats. No. The blood of Yahushua, which is shed for us on Calvary's hill. The word says here that this pleasure is for a season. You know, it's possible if Yapa is speaking to somebody this morning that your season can end this morning. That a new life can begin this morning. That great things can start to happen in your life this morning. It doesn't need to be waiting for tomorrow, or next week, or next month. Now's the time. Now's the time that Yahweh, through the blood of Yahushua, is calling to somebody. To say, why do you want to die in your sin? Die in this season of sin, while it can become the season of everlasting life. Now, once that you are have repented and be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin, bury the old person of sin, rise a new life in Yahushua, as Romans 1 verse 6 to 12 explains. We are drawing equal unto Yahushua through the baptism or the immersing, as Yahushua was, as he was buried and rise from the dead, so do we rise with him and live with him forever. And you know, listen to what I say, we can live with him forever. The decision is yours and mine to determine how long this new session will last. The session of eternal life is in our hands. Did you know that eternal life is in our hands as Yahweh? Because the Bible says we must strive towards holiness every day of our lives. The more we strive towards holiness, the longer we stretch the season of grace, the season of redemption, the season of growing fruits in the Ruach HaKodesh. And that's why we need to be fed with the revelation word, which bring life unto those that were dead. We were dead in our sins. The word says, we were dead in our sins. But through grace, Yahushua came and picked us up. And he made us his own. After he made us his own, it's our the onus is on us to decide how long this season is going to last. And you know what? The more deeper that you go into this word, studying the revelation word, obtaining the revelations one after the other, listening to the videos, doing Bible study every day, the longer we stretch this season of grace. Hallelujah. Just continuing it in every day. Suddenly you will find yourself in a position where you don't need to struggle to stay straight up. you start to become a testimony unto a lost world about the revelation grace of Yahushua, about the redemption that He has paid for more than 2,020 years ago. He paid for it in order for us in this 21st century, in 2026, to live in His grace, His total grace, abundance of grace. Not to use it to just use it as a method, no, but live accordingly to that which the Word is teaching us. We don't want to enjoy the pleasures of sin for one season. The Word says, those that I've made free, that's Yahushua that says it. He says, I've made free indeed. Those that I made free indeed. Because He does not save halfway. He has paid a total price for us to live in holiness, that we can enjoy the pleasure of holiness for the rest of our lives. Let us use today, this Monday, let's start to live as people that's not just living towards eternity for a day or a season, but with the intentions that we want to live in holiness till the day that Yahushua is going to parousia us into heaven. Now the time is caught up with us. Till tomorrow morning, His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.